Last episode to talk about the 150 places to visit from the Harris survey in 2006 of what Americans thought were some of the best architecture, some of the coolest places to visit. So let's hit it. Last ones today. Last time we talked about Yankee Stadium and Crystal Cathedral and a bunch of other ones like that. And today we're going to start with, let's go with, I think, number 80. Yeah, let's go within the, I think in the 80s here, we have the 88 Art Institute of Chicago. This is the one that I call the Ferris Bueller one on the list. This is where, if you remember, Cameron is in the museum and he's looking at the Seurat painting from, I think it's called the Sunday Afternoon on the Island of Grand La Jetée. And he's getting lost in the picture in there. It's all these points, 250,000 dots pointed by Georges Seurat. The Art Institute of Chicago. I actually got a chance to go there a few years ago and fell in love with it. It was amazing. Make sure you find a good place to park. I parked in a place I thought was a good place and it ended up costing me a pretty hefty ticket. And on the inside, though, oh my goodness, it's so beautiful. You'll spend a couple hours in there looking at some iconic masterpieces. I believe that also has that, remember that iconic picture where they're, what is it, American Gothic, I believe they call it. It's the husband and wife standing next to each other and they look like they're frowning and they have the pitchfork in front of them. It's, that one's in there, quite a few other amazing pictures. And so if you love art, impressionism, or some of the American art from the 20th century, it's in there. Number 89 is the Fairmont Hotel in San Francisco. Extremely famous. My wife and I stayed at a Fairmont in Vancouver several years ago before the Olympics up there, and it was spectacular. So anytime you get to stay at a Fairmont for a good price, it's worth it. Let's see, I want to skip on down to number 95, the J. Paul Getty Center. There's actually two Gettys in L.A. with art. One's really statue-laden, and the other one, and that one I think is in, as I recall, I think that one's in Bel Air. And then one just west of L.A., kind of on the west side up in the mountains or the foothills, is the one that I've been to a couple times, once or twice. It's really beautiful. Matter of fact, I think it cost about $1 billion just for the building. And sometimes it's just worth it to look at the building, let alone all the amazing artwork in there. It has one of the largest, if not the largest, endowment in the world for an art museum. And so there's so much artwork inside and so much in storage that this place never gets old. It's spectacular to go and take a look at. If you get a chance to eat there, it's amazing as well, but it's pretty pricey for the food. Let's see some other ones. Let's skip on down. Oh, the AT&T Park in San Francisco where the Giants play. That's number 104. I had a chance to go there in the early 2000s. I think it had a different name on it at the time. But the view there is spectacular. You actually are looking over the stadium out into the ocean. And when people hit home runs, there's little boats or canoes out there where they're frantically racing to get a home run ball. We had a chance to see a home run hit there by Barry Bonds back in the early 2000s, and it was awesome, my friend and I, when we were there. The Washington, D.C. Metro. I've been on the Metro a few times. That's number 106. Very clean. As I recall, they don't allow any food in there, and it's just really a nice Metro. When you get outside the city center, it can be a little sketchy towards the evening time, but it's fun to ride that Metro and go all around D.C. and explore a lot of the free things there. Museum of Modern Art in San Francisco. That's number 109. I have not been there yet. That would be a fun one to go to and check out. Number 113 is Fenway Park. You probably remember a previous episode, just a few episodes ago, about the tour of Fenway Park that my brothers-in-law and I took along with a nephew. And then we ended up going to a game later that night. It was one of the best half Fridays that we've ever had. It was amazing to be able to just spend time around Fenway for hours and hours and hours. We even ate down the street at Donnie Wahlberg's place called Wahlburger. It was really yummy as well. The Dana Thomas House in Springfield, Illinois. I believe that's another Frank Lloyd Wright one. Let's see. I don't think I've seen that one yet, but there's some other Frank Lloyd. Matter of fact, you get down here on 119, you have the Arizona Biltmore Resort and Spa in Phoenix. That Biltmore is built or was built, designed by Frank Lloyd Wright, and it's really cool to go inside. You see a lot of his amazing light fixtures, and you just see his hand in that place, and it's really luxurious when you go inside there. You can walk around there for free. I believe that's where I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas. I think that's where Bing Crosby was actually spending a warm or hot Arizona I think it was warm during the Arizona winter, and he was there at the Biltmore, as they talk about there, and he was talking about dreaming about a white Christmas because he didn't see any white there in that desert of Arizona. Let's see. We have Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore. That's 122. I would love to do that. I've heard that's also one of the best ballparks around as far as the beauty and just being able to soak in the ambiance. 123 is the Taliesin West in Scottsdale, Arizona. I've been there. I haven't been to Taliesin East. This is a Frank Lloyd Wright masterpiece. This is where a student studied for years. He built this amazing place. And I had an opportunity to go take a look at this. This Taliesin West is, you'll spend 2 or 3 hours there. It's beautiful. He found a way to be able to cool off a home during the hot Arizona summers and the warm winters. He found a way to be able to create beauty in the desert and to be able to have seclusion amidst a lot of the hustle and bustle. I particularly like the fact that he positioned his home to be able to look towards the mountains or the high hills instead of looking out towards the city. Let's see here. You got 120. Let's go to the Hollyhock House in Los Angeles. This is another Frank Lloyd Wright, number 131. I can't remember if that's the one I went by or not. There's a few of them in LA that I've been able to drive by. There's the Robbie House in Chicago. I know I've been by that. He's got a number of houses in Chicago, and I did the walking tour, self-tour, to be able to check out those homes. John Hancock Towers in Boston, that's awesome to see, even if you don't go inside of it. You just drive by Pennsylvania Station in New York City. Yes, Penn Station, as it's abbreviated. That's beautiful. Hyatt Regency in San Francisco. I believe that's the one that's part of SFO or the San Francisco Airport. That's beautiful as well. Museum of Modern Art in New York City. Yes, I've been there. That is wonderful to take a look at. And I think that's it. We're going to call it good. We've studied a lot of these, and hopefully you've had a chance to go to a bunch or are going to put them on your bucket list. Bon voyage.